In this bulletin, Australia's unemployment rate rises to 6.2%. Queensland defends its bid for a stake in Virgin Australia. And in sport, Western Australia's AFL teams allowed full contact training from next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia's unemployment rate has risen to 6.2%. More than 594,000 Australians lost their jobs between March and April, while youth unemployment rose to a record high of 13.8%. Treasury predicts the unemployment rate will rise to 10% in the coming months. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the figures would have been higher had it not been for the government's JobKeeper program.
Today's unemployment numbers reveal the real and painful economic impact of the coronavirus. There is still a long way to go, and the economic numbers will get worse before they get better. Today, our thoughts are with those Australians who are doing it tough, but they know that their government has their back.
The impact of the pandemic on hours worked was also extensive, with total hours worked decreasing by around 9.2% between March and April. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has described the unemployment figures as devastating, saying they show the government needs to expand its support further.
That's the problem here, is that there will be a cumulative effect, not the least of which because when we look at the JobKeeper program, the government is still leaving people behind, particularly the most vulnerable, casual employees, people in whole sectors like the arts and entertainment sector aren't getting the support that they need.
Employment Minister Michaela Cash says the mutual obligation requirements of people receiving the job seeker payment won't be reintroduced until June. Those receiving the unemployment benefit have to undertake activities to look for work in order to keep getting the payment, but that requirement was temporarily suspended until the 22nd of May due to the pandemic. Senator Cash says Cabinet formally agreed last night that the suspension will continue until the 1st of June, and any decision to extend it beyond that will be informed by Treasury's analysis. She says when the mutual obligation requirement does return, it'll do so in stages.
In the first stage, there will be no penalties or suspensions applied. This should give people confidence that they can pick up the phone, talk to their provider, but if they don't get around to doing that, or there are reasons that they are unable to do that, no suspension or penalty will apply.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her government's interest in Virgin Australia is all about keeping jobs in the state. The state-owned Queensland Investment Corporation is looking at securing a stake in the airline after it went into voluntary administration last month. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has criticised the move, saying Queensland doesn't have the funds due to its almost $7 billion worth of debts. But Ms. Palaszczuk says she's focused on saving Queenslanders' jobs.
It is absolutely vital that we keep jobs in tourism, that we can back an airline that's based here in Queensland, and we back the workers right across regional Queensland as well. And it's all the flow-on jobs as well. It's not just the people who work in the airlines. It's the taxis that come and pick up the tourists. It's the hospitality workers.
Detainees in immigration detention could be subject to more security searches under new laws proposed by the federal government. The legislation would allow Border Force officers to confiscate mobile phones and other electronic devices if they deem detainees are using them inappropriately. Officers will also be given powers to search detainees for drugs and deploy sniffer dogs. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says two-thirds of people in Australian immigration detention have a criminal history. He says the laws will prevent the coordination of escapes and riots, crimes such as drug smuggling, and access to child pornography and extremist propaganda.
And it is a good bill. It needs to pass for the safety of decent people who are running those facilities, for the safety of other detention other people in detention centres and also for the safety of the community.
To sport, West Coast and Fremantle will be allowed full contact AFL training in WA before relocating to a Queensland-based quarantine hub. WA Premier Mark McGowan has confirmed the Eagles and Dockers will be granted access to club facilities from the 18th of May, with full training permitted 7 days later. But he's not backing down from his refusal to grant exemptions for the clubs to fly in and out of the state for games, forcing the teams to temporarily shift their operations in order for the AFL season to resume. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, sunny and 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15. Wollongong, a possible evening shower, 18. Sydney, a shower or two, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.